Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described very nicely that how, when it comes to the teachings which are given in the Vedic scriptures, they are not followed by some people. And here Arjuna has a question that why are they not following? Because the Vedic scriptures themselves give a list of punishments when they don't follow. And then Krishna is saying that they are helplessly pulled by the three modes of material nature. So they are helplessly pulled. It's not that they are purposely doing. So that's what we saw in the last few shlokas. And now, Arjuna has a question. Okay, if they are helplessly driven by the three modes of material nature, then what is the need or what is the use of all the rules and regulations those are given in scriptures? Krishna, please clarify. And here, Krishna is going to clarify in text number 34. Indriyasya indriyasya arthe ragadveshav vyavasthitau tayor navasham agachet tauhya asya paripanthinau. So here Krishna is saying, indriyasya indriyasya arthe, the senses and sense objects, indriyasya arthe, sense objects, vyavasthitau. There are principles which are there for regulation. Regulation of what? Regulate the raga and dvesha. Raga, attachment, and dvesha, aversion, which are pertaining to indriyasya, indriyasya arthe, senses and sense objects. And then Krishna is giving an instruction. Tayorna vasham agachet. He is saying that one shouldn't come under the control, vasha. One shouldn't come under the control of this aversions and attachments because of the senses and sense objects. Why, if someone asks this question, why Krishna, what is the problem? Here Krishna is saying, tau hi asya paripanthinau. So Krishna is saying that paripanthinau, because that is, those are actually stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. So here Krishna is answering very nicely about the attachments and aversions pertaining to the senses and sense objects and their regulation. So let's see what Prabhupada is telling us here. Unrestricted sense enjoyment is the cause of material engagement, but one who follows the rules and regulations of the revealed scriptures does not become entangled by the sense objects. So many times people say that, oh, there are so many rules and regulations given in Vedic scriptures. I want to be free. I want freedom. But you know what is actual freedom? The actual freedom is when we are bound by the rules and regulations. Why? Because when we are not bound by the rules and regulations, we are bound completely by the three modes of material nature. So we are not free at that time. But when we are bound by the rules and regulations, we are actually free from the three modes of material nature. And something which binds us is what? The sense gratification, unrestricted sense enjoyment. So when someone follows the rules and regulations, the person is relaxed. The three modes of material nature does not act on that person or does not bound that person. They will act, but they will not bound the person. And here the example is given. Sex enjoyment is a necessity for the conditioned soul, and sex enjoyment is allowed under the license of marriage ties. Our Vedic culture is based on the Vedic scriptures, and it has got everything. It is a complete whole. If someone just accepts this complete whole, the life will be very happy and peaceful and satisfied. Everything is there, and one such example is given here. The marriage that is there, the Vivaha Yajna which is there, it actually helps the person to regulate his sensual desires. If suppose this Vivaha Yajna is not there, we can see in the Western culture, there is no culture in the Western countries. So we can see there is nothing called as a bond which is there between a husband and wife. And we can see there is unrestricted sense gratification, unrestricted sexual enjoyment. With whom? With not just one's own wife, but so many others. So this actually spoils the consciousness of the person. This such sense enjoyment, unrestricted sense enjoyment, illegal, illicit sexual enjoyment, actually spoils the consciousness of the person. So it's very important that it has to be regulated, very properly it has to be regulated. So in Vivaha Yajna, when the Yajna is happening in the marriage, at that time both the male and female, they are made to take vows in front of the Agni that yes, we will be chaste to each other. So when they take this vow and when there are so many people witnessing the same, so they are bound. They are bound by this vow that yes, you know, I have to follow this. I have to be chaste to my wife. My wife and the wife will say that I am chaste to my husband. And like that, you know, they will maintain that relationship without doing sense gratification or without considering someone else as an object of sense gratification or going and doing some illicit activities with someone else. So these marriage ties are very, very important, and that's what here it is given. It's one of the injunction of the scripture that only in the jurisdiction of marriage the person can actually have sexual pleasure, and that too for begetting children. So it's a very strong and a very important injunction that is mentioned in the Shastra. As long as the material body is there, the necessities of the material body are allowed, but under rules and regulations. See, we have senses, so it means the senses have to be satisfied by sense objects. So the senses will get sensual pleasure, that is there. So till this body is there, we have to keep these senses satisfied. But then, there should be some limit, or else these senses will just drive away our entire consciousness. So the point that is given here is, till the body is there, till the material body is there, these senses have to be satisfied, but they have to be satisfied in a regulated manner. If it is not regulated, these senses will pull the person out of bhakti, pull the person out of spiritual realization or signs of self-realization. So here we understand very nicely that rules and regulations are given for that. One has to follow those rules and regulations unattached to them, because practice of sense gratification under regulations may also lead one to go astray, as much as there is always a chance of an accident even on the royal roads. So you have seen huge roads, but still on those huge roads also accidents happen. So here there is a huge road for us. Rules and regulations are there to limit our sense gratification. But even then, if someone takes due advantage of these rules and regulations to do more sense gratification, what happens? The person again gets deviated from the path of self-realization. So it's very important to understand the limit. It's very important to understand that why this body is given and what are we supposed to do with this body. Sometimes sense gratification, enjoyment, that becomes the goal. But the goal of this body is not sense gratification or enjoyment. If that was the case, then why is it that we are not able to enjoy it to an unlimited extent? Simple example I'll give you. Like for example, a very nice, one of our favorite dishes made and kept in front of us in a huge container. And then 3 spoons are put in our plate and we eat and we are like relishing it like anything. And after that, someone who is serving, they're asking, maybe 1 more spoon would you like to take? And we're like, yes, yes, I will take. And we finish that also. Then another spoon, we finish that also. And after that, when the person is coming and asking, it's your favorite dish, please go ahead and take. And we are like, no, enough, I cannot take more. Why? If you are so interested in sense gratification, and if this body is meant only for sense gratification, why are we not able to do unlimited sense gratification? This is the proof that this body is not meant for doing unlimited sense gratification. This body is a vehicle that is meant to go back home, back to Godhead. That is meant to be used to go back home, back to Godhead. For self-realization, this body is meant to endeavor on the path of self-realization and nothing else. And that is the reason Vedic scriptures tell us what is the limit. And even when Vedic scriptures are giving, the person might take undue advantage of it and just go on doing it unrestrictedly. So there comes a guru, a spiritual master, who makes sure that the person is kept under control, under limit. Right? So that's what is given here very nicely. The sense enjoyment spirit has been current a very long, long time owing to the material association. Therefore, in spite of regulated sense enjoyment, there is every chance of falling down. So this is a very important point that Prabhupada is making here. See, this tendency of sense gratification, it has not come just now. It is there from many, 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 many lifetimes. We have been just doing sense gratification. That tendency is there within now. And as soon as we see any sense objects, we want to enjoy that. That is the mood. So these rules and regulations which are there, they will actually help the person to regulate that tendency that is there from many, many lifetimes. And the spiritual master will help to make sure that those tendencies which are there, those are engaged in proper way in service of Krishna. So in this way we see that because of the tendency of sense gratification that we have been carrying from many, many lifetimes, there is a high probability of falling down or falling out of the path of Krishna consciousness or self-realization. Attachment to Krishna consciousness or acting always in loving service of Krishna detaches one from all kinds of sensory activities. Now this attachment and detachment which is there, let's focus on that also. Here we see, it's given as indriya, indriyasya, indriyasya arthe. So two times indriya, indriya is used. So why? So it's used two times because it is talking about all the sense objects for those particular senses. So it is actually stressing on the point that it is considering all the senses and all the sense objects. And so it is given, you know, two times. The next line says raga and dvesha. Raga and dvesha, we have to understand what this raga and dvesha is all about. Attachment and aversion. Now suppose for a male, the illicit activity is seeing some female who is not his wife. Now when he is doing that, so that is the goal, and he is able to see that female and then he is enjoying that sight, so he gets attached. That is an attachment. Now someone is obstructing that vision. Something is obstructing that vision. That thing, no, that becomes an object of hatred for that person. There is an aversion for that particular object. So like this we understand that whatever goal we have, the goal of sense gratification, the person has the goal of sense gratification. So this goal of sense gratification, when someone helps to attain that goal, that person, we get attached to that person. And then when we cannot attain that goal, the goal of sense gratification, because of something or someone, we start developing hatred, aversion towards that object or that person. So this is that attachment and aversion pertaining to the sense objects, the senses and sense gratification, right? But now the question is, attachment and aversion, we cannot remove that. It will be there to one or the other thing. So what are we supposed to do? Prabhupada tells here, attachment to Krishna consciousness or acting always in loving service of Krishna detaches one from all kinds of sensory activities. So what we are supposed to do? We have to get that attachment for Krishna. That is very, very important. Attachment for Krishna's service, attachment for the name, fame, qualities, pastimes of Krishna. So we need that attachment for all these transcendental activities of Lord, transcendental qualities of the Lord. When we get that attachment to the Lord, automatically the other attachments will be taken care, will be removed completely. And what should we be detached from? It's given. No one should try to be detached from Krishna consciousness at any stage of life. So what shouldn't we get detached from? Krishna consciousness. This is very, very important. Getting detached from anything else in this world is okay, but not Krishna consciousness, not bhakti. And finally, the last point says, the whole purpose of detachment from all kinds of sense enjoyment or attachment is ultimately to become situated on the platform of Krishna consciousness. So why someone has to get detached from this sense gratification tendencies or sense gratification? Only for one thing, so that we can come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, be situated there very nicely. So these regulations which are given in Shastra, one such regulation is that one should approach a saintly person, take guidance, take instruction and execute the same. By this what happens is, the person starts developing attachment to the Vedic scriptures, the injunctions of the Vedic scriptures. So in this way, when someone develops attachment to the injunctions of the Vedic scriptures and who is attached now to do the duty very nicely, these raga, dvesha and other things are taken care for sense gratification. Those are taken care very nicely. So now, after speaking all this, Krishna is going to talk about that how people are interested to execute the prescribed duties. And why is it so important to execute one's own prescribed duty as compared to someone else's? So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.